Hello everybody, welcome to this episode. Are you guys hungry? Because today we're going to be talking about Thai food, famous one. And it's not Pad Thai, it's not Tom Yam Kung. It's
Mu Gatha.
Mu Gatha. Mu means pork or pig. Gatha means pan.
So it's kind of similar to Shabu Shabu, except instead of using liquid, you just cook the meat on the pan?
Usually, mu gatha is buffet. So you can eat all you want. And it's usually pretty cheap. Like 250 baht, 300 baht. And you get all type of meat. Not only pork, but also chicken, beef, and all this vegetable, all this mushroom, and like anything that you can imagine.
In this episode, we're going to have another conversation, and then we're going to break down the important parts of the conversation. And don't forget, if you want to follow along with the transcript and other breakdowns of the text, you can do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace. เมื่อวานไปกินบุฟเฟ่อาหารจีน
หัวละเท่าไหร่เหร
อ500 บาทไม่แพงเนาะ
แพงจะตายตั้ง500 บาท
แค่500 บาทเอง
แถวบ้านเราหมูกระทะแค่250 บาทเองกินไม่อั้น
So how was it? Did you guys understand? Either way, we're gonna break down everything right now. So let's start with the first sentence.
เมื่อวานไปกินบุฟเฟ่อาหารจีน
This means yesterday I went to eat at a Chinese buffet. So เมื่อวาน is yesterday. ไปกินบุฟเฟ่ So to go eat buffet, buffet is like the same word in English. อาหารจีน is Chinese food. So อาหารไทย is Thai food.
The correct pronunciation of buffet?Is buffet.
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 Not buffet. It's buffet.
Buffet.
Mm-hmm. The next sentence is Hua la thao lai lo. So here, Hua means head. So Hua la means per head. How much is it per head?
So here you said Hua la. Can you say Kon la?Like per person?
You can say kon la, but when you say hua la, it's also used for eating like buffet. Mm-hmm. It's the same with kon la. So hua la thao lai la ka? Kon la thao lai la ka? You can say it like that. The word thao lai here means how much. And the question word here, we use the word la because it's like, oh yeah, you went to eat.Chinese buffet? Oh, how much is it? La is that question word that have the oh yeah nuance with it.
Mm. So the next sentence?
500 baht. Mai pang, no?
So this means it's 500 baht. It's not expensive, right?
Mai pang means not expensive. Not here is like asking the other party to agree with you.So it's kind of like, right?
Yeah. It's like a confirmation particle.
Like, for example, we went to a party and we think it's really fun. I can say, "Sanuk no? It's so fun, right?" I expect Edgar to say, yeah, "Sanuk."
It's fun.
But if he said, "Mai sanuk," I'll be a little bit shocked because I really expected him to say, "Sanuk."
Yeah.So the next sentence is
แพงจะตายตั้ง500 บาท
This means wow, it's super expensive up to 500 baht
The word จะตาย here is like so expensive like ดีจะตาย it's so good ร้อนจะตาย it's so hot So the formula for this one is adjective plus จะตายYou can use it to like exaggerate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's so cold. It's not that cold, but you just want to say it's so cold. You can say, now to die.
Yeah.
Literally, it's like, it's so cold, I'm gonna die.
Yeah. And then the tang in tang haloi bat, what feeling does that give?
That is up to. Like, it's quite expensive. If you say tang haloi bat, it's like, wow, it's up to 500 baht. That's not little. Let's say, oh, wow, Edgar, you were Thai tang sam pi. You live in Thailand for up to 3 years? Wow, that's a long time. For me, I feel like that's a long time.
Mm. All right, and the next sentence?
Care, how I bought in.
This sentence means it's just 500 baht.
So care is the opposite of bang.
Yeah.
As little as 500 baht.
Yeah, just 500 baht.
But actually just, the word English just means many things. You know, just a while ago and just 1 minute. But here it's, you can translate it to as little as 500 baht.
Yeah, so let's say I tell Grace to wait for me just 3 minutes. I can say, kae sam nati.
But I can say, tang sam nati. Like, up to 3 minutes. But to Edgar, it's just 3 minutes. It's only 3 minutes.
Yeah, and then similarly, the ing at the end just strengthens the feeling of just 500 baht. Care, haloi bat ing.
You can also think of it as like a pattern. Care, something, ing. You can just say care, but if you want to times two to that feeling of as little as, you can always put ing in the end.
Yeah. So the next sentence.
Thao ban, mu ka tha, care 250 baht ing. Kin mai an.
So this sentence means, in my neighborhood, mugatha is only 250 baht. It's unlimited eating.
Thao ban means the neighborhood around my house area.
Yeah.
Mugatha is the famous Thai food. Only 250 baht.
So ke 250 baht ing. So the same pattern we learned before.
Kin mai an. This is very common. Mai an is like unlimited. So kin mai an is unlimited eating. Do mai an, unlimited watching, like Netflix. You can subscribe to it one time, like $10 per month, and you can do mai an to watch unlimitedly. You can also use it with chai mai an, unlimited usage, like internet, you know. You can also use for calling. Like if you pay for this package, you can call another person unlimited. So it's going to be to mai an. To is to call.
Mm.
So mai an here is the Thai word for unlimited.
Unlimited. Like unlimited internet.
Net mai an. We say it like that.
Yeah, you'll see it in the packages when you buy a SIM card. เมื่อวานไปกินบุฟเฟ่อาหารจีน
หัวละเท่าไหร่เหรอ
500บาทไม่แพงเนาะ
แพงจะตายตั้ง500บาท
แค่500บาทเอง
แถวบ้านเราหมูกระทะแค่250บาทเองกินไม่อั้น
So that's the end of the conversationAnd if you like this type of podcast where Grace has a conversation and then breaks it down, we have a course called Real Thai Conversations where Grace has conversations with other Thai people and then breaks it down. If you want to check it out, I think you'll really enjoy it. You can find it at thaiwithgrace.com/conversations. And don't forget, if you want to follow along with the transcript, you can do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace.And also we'll be posting pictures of different mugatha and we'll have a little explanation of the type of food you can find in the mugatha. So Grace, do you like to eat mugatha?
I love to eat mukata, but the problem is that it's usually buffet, and I don't like to eat buffet because I feel like they don't use the best quality, and also I don't want to overeat. It's so hard to find mukata that is not buffet. But I have to say that Thai people love mukata.
All right, see you guys in the next episode.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. See you.